Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Dale. Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Educate,
communicate,
and collaborate.
They want
it.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want
it. Well, good evening out there. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners. From the United States, Japan, Canada, South Korea, and many, many other places, welcome in to Think Thursday. This show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that help you reach your goal, specializing in leadership training, education, workshops, and focus on the health of our youth. This evening, our show is going to be on health and wellness. You know, we like to switch it up over here, and we have some good information coming to you. But before we go, you know, good health equals faith. Taking care to avoid traffic accidents and making efforts to stay in good health, therefore, are all a part of our being. It is important that we live wisely, striving with awareness each day, that all the actions and activities we undertake for the sake of faith contribute to our good health and well-being. And it's about good health and well-being. We have a treat for you this evening. Let's play this a little. You know, there's so much going on in our communities and in society as a whole. And diabetes is rampant out there, even with our babies. We are going to be speaking with Dr. Glenda Davis. She's going to give us some education and information on the cure. But before we do that, I just want to play you a little bit of this, because this is what I think she is all about. Welcome in to Think Thursday.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Running like a high. She got
because Dr. Glenda Davis is going to give us some information and give us the education that we need, that we're not getting told. I'll tell you a little bit about how I met her. I attended one of her master classes, and the information that I got sent me back for class number two. She is on it. She's going to tell you the truth, give you the cure of what needs to be done out here, because, you see, we're not getting told the whole story. I'm thinking we're on the line with Dr. Glenda Davis. Dr. Davis, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you, Linda? How is everyone?
Oh, Dr. Davis, we're wonderful. I'm happy over here. Thank you. I know you have a very busy, busy schedule, and I wanted you to come on and care and share with us and give us some information and how we can, you know, get rid of this bad disease and erase all these lies that we've been getting here. I am wonderful. Thank you. I don't know how you want to go with this. I don't do a lot of questioning. I'd like to ask you, because of your work that you do, what led you into this field that you have taken on the responsibility, shall I say, to teach and care for others? How did this get started? Because you're at the top of your line here. You do it a different way.
Most definitely, and thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm so happy to be here and to take out the time, because I feel it's my responsibility to pour into people and educate them so that they don't have to be diabetic ignorant. Now, the reason I'm so passionate about serving and helping so many people, as I have already done over the past couple decades, because my story is close to me and means the most to me. And when I say that, what I'm referring to is the story of my grandmother. When my grandmother was 54 years old, she went to the doctor for something else, and it just so happened that she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I was told that she was surprised, that she had no forewarning, but she was a good patient. So she did everything that the doctor told her to do. The doctor told her something to the effect of go on a diet, lose weight, exercise, and take these white pills. And she did exactly that. Well, here's the whole thing. Because she was left to her own devices for so long, one night she took her medication and went to bed and never woke up. And when the family ran the autopsy, we found that she suffered kidney failure. Kidneys had stopped in her sleep, which caused a heart attack, and she was taken away from us prematurely. We weren't prepared for it. My grandmother left behind my grandfather, 8 children, and lots of grandbabies. We had no idea that we were going to be left to fend for ourselves, because diabetes took my grandmother away from all of us. And she was the matriarch of our family. She was the backbone, and she was gone prematurely. So I feel that it's my personal responsibility to serve, because the moral of the story is diabetes is not all about, it's not all about the symptoms and this and this and that. What it really is about is the ignorance. And it is my goal to give people information so they can make an educated decision on their own regarding their health. Let me tell you something about a lot of diabetics that I meet. They all tell me the same story. Just as my grandmother, they tell me that they were diagnosed randomly, that they went to the doctor for something else, or maybe they went to the company doctor, or perhaps they were applying for life insurance. But one way or another, their doctor got a hold of their blood sample and the results. And randomly, diabetics tell me they're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. However, a lot of diabetics tell me that on diagnosis day, if they're lucky, the doctor had only told them to go on a diet, lose weight, and exercise and take those pills. It sounds like deja vu, because that's kind of what they told my grandmother, and that was 40 years ago. A lot of patients are left to their own devices, going on a diet, losing weight, exercising, and taking pills. But then diabetics tell me they feel as if they're getting worse over time and not better.
Mm.
They tell me that they're urinating more frequently. They're gaining weight. They can't sleep through the night. They have zero energy. They can't even function and keep up with the family and be social and live their life. And a lot of diabetics will also tell me that they've been taking these pills for months, years, decades, and even more. And they feel as if they're getting worse. And they'll tell me they feel as if they're just taking poison.
Mm.
And every time I hear that, I have to think, like, what? Like, you feel like you're taking poison.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me because at the end of the day, we use poison to kill rats.
Yes.
And a lot of people are taking poison thinking it's going to get them closer to health and healing.
But it's really taking them out. You know, I've listened, I've attended your masterclass information twice because I keep going back because what you're saying and the information that you tell, I mean, it's actually true. You know, I had the information, my sister was told she was borderline diabetic. I say either you are or you're not. I'm not understanding that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
What is borderline? So I too was going to a clinic for a different service, but I decided, but I noticed that when I was waiting in the waiting room, I would hear the patients talk about my medicine and this. I mean, they were just really upset, right? And I was listening. But this was a diabetic clinic. And I said, you know what? If I'm not diabetic, I come in here, I will be, okay? I will be. So I was really paying attention to that. And then I had a doctor to tell me, well, don't eat, read your labels, and don't eat any salt. Mm. I was label reading, and everything in the world has salt. I went back and talked about him, Dr. Davis, and asked for a nutritionist, okay, because that wasn't happening, so I couldn't go back to him. And I noticed that no matter what ailment you have, if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, they always say it's your diabetes, okay? So it's like so many myths out there and so many untrue stories that we're being told. When I discovered you, I've been twice. Said, Dr. Davis, you must come on the show and, you know, educate us. Let us know what's really going on. This is what you do. I've listened to your testimonials, you know, and the person that say what they say. I mean, these are not actors. These people are speaking from their heart. And they're real excited that they don't have to take them drugs no more. Okay? That, and I'm looking because what is the main drug? That's the main one that they, it is called metformin. Okay, I'm not talking about Big Pharma, but I am talking about Big Pharma. And I do not like prescription drugs. And every and they can call you to pick up your medicine 3 times a week, but you can't get in there to get a tetanus shot. Okay, they don't have time for that. But they have time to tell you to pick up your medicine. And they'll say it's hereditary. These lies, if your grandmother had it and it's hereditary, then you got it. Diabetes has to be addressed for the, there's a reason. That medication is only putting a Band-Aid there. And I just wanted you to come on and just like enlighten us here. You know, wake us up because we're about waking up, not just getting up out the bed. We're talking about moving the brain cells through the brain. And let us know it's got to be, it's a big business. Big Pharma is a big business. It's money, money, money. But why would you want to continue to take poison? That's what
exactly
I
well said.
Why would you want to continue to take poison? It's like hospitals are not, they're not there to make you well. Okay, they're for the sick. And I had one doctor tell me, because I take care of myself, you know, I get this treatment, that, and I always go to the podiatrist. And this gentleman, he didn't even want to hold my foot. All he wanted to do was sell me a pair of shoes. I said, this is not going to work. He do not know who he's dealing with. So my thing was, okay, I need another opinion. I want another opinion. And I'm telling everybody out there, just because they say one thing, that don't mean that you have to go with it. Like, if you've never smoked a day in your life, but you end up with cancer, okay? But you're taking 552 pills every morning before breakfast. What do you think your body is going through? So medication and, prescription drugs, yeah, I guess they're okay. But, you know, I feel like you give me something for an earache and I end up with a knee ache. It's not working. Something's wrong with the stitcher. So, yeah, because that's the Band-Aids that they put on. Dr. Davis, you have a program. And is that program set on a structure? I know I haven't tuned in yet. There's a master. You have your master program. Could you give us a little bit about that? How can one come in, listen, get the real deal, and get a start? How is that done? You have your master workshops. How can one attend those?
Definitely, Linda. Thank you for asking. So what I do to serve the community and help break diabetic ignorance is by offering a diabetic transformation masterclass. And it's in this masterclass that we go over a lot of the information that you're discussing. I can tell that you definitely paid attention during the masterclass, and I can tell that you're resonating with that simply because of the way you're speaking and with the passion. And here's the whole thing. We have to break the diabetic ignorance so that you can defeat type 2 diabetes. A lot of people around here are miserable, they're misinformed, and their health is being mismanaged, and we have to break that curse. It's time to break the insanity, and like you said, wake up, because the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing day after day, expecting a different result. We are responsible for our health. Not the doctor over in the hospital, not anyone else. We are responsible for our health. And if you're not happy with the state of your health, that means you need to pivot and do something different. Perhaps that means you need to stop hanging out with sick people and duplicating what sick people do and then wondering why you're sick. Maybe you can take that exact same energy and hang out with healthy people, duplicate what those healthy people do. And you know what that old saying is, you hang out with 7 healthy people, you'll be the 8th one.
Yes.
So I want to enlighten and give folks hope, because our body has the innate ability to heal. Just as you could cut your finger and it'll heal in 3 days with no thought process, the cut on the inside of you has the same capacity. You just can't see it. So I have lots of information that I want to give so that people can start the path to defeat their diabetes. On Saturday, which is going to be on March 11th, I'm holding one of my diabetes transformation masterclasses. It will be at 9 a.m. Pacific, which is 11 Central and 12 Eastern. And everyone grab your pens, because I'm going to drop this website in which everyone can go and register for my masterclass at no charge. It'll be held over Zoom. We'll spend about an hour, hour and 30 minutes. And I promise you, you are going to walk away enlightened and ready to take the bull by the horn. So the website in which you can go to register for this free masterclass is https://www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. I'm challenging everyone who's listening to attend. I'm challenging you, if you have any loved ones or coworkers that you know are suffering needlessly, to pass this information and gift them with this information so they can attend. Because let's put it like this. I've been serving for over 2 decades. I've probably been helping diabetics longer than most of you guys have been diabetics. I've probably been serving diabetics more longer than the doctors who give you the pills. So I'm not saying that to impress anyone, but I'm saying that to impress upon you that I have the data, and I want to share it with you. So I invite everyone to come join me on Saturday.
Well, you know, I'll be back on again. Like I said, I heard it, and then I went back to it. I said, let me go hear some more. And then I was able to participate, and that's when I sent you the information, because we have to share and care over here, and if we don't do it, no one is going to do it. And I'm a firm believer, Dr. Davis, is that you have to take the handle of your own health, because otherwise you'll be walking around. Most of my family doctor that's known me a long time, right, he knows that I don't argue with him, so he says, okay, Linda, I'm going to write this. I know you're not going to get it because my cabinet looks like CVS, okay? Y'all need some medication? Give me a call. And I just said, okay, write it. I go get it, and I put it in the cabinet because I know that the body can heal itself. I know that it's a root cause. It's a cellular thing, and things have to be done to get up in there. And, you know, the diet is fine, and the walking and the exercise is fine, but what type of diet are you having? It's in the cells, but it's such a, how can I put it? It's such a moneymaker, okay? And I don't like to talk against physicians, but, you know, they're drug pushers. And like I said, I'll tell them in a minute, you're not getting ready to make a pill plunge out of me. I do not like prescription drugs, period. I go visit my family, and I sit up and I look at them. You know, I'm out of Texas, doctor, and they sitting up with their little pill box, right? And they got it all mapped out for each day, and I'm looking
all
at them,
organized.
Right? And they say, did you take your medicine this morning, sister? I sure did. Didn't you hear me back there screaming, howling on my knees, talking to the sunshine and the birds? Because I do meditation, okay? And that is my medicine. That I listen to you. And I was saying, she's right. It's not, it's ignorance. And if you give you, what is this stuff, the neuropathy? And this plant, I can't even pronounce it, plant or whatever, you know, you get it in your feed, and, you know, we haven't been we've been sedentary a lot, so all that stuff is sitting there. And so you go to a clinic, and they say that they want to take a picture of your foot, right? And then they say, well, this is what's happening. But you took the picture on a Monday, but they want you to come back on a Wednesday, right? And I just say, you know, that could have been Carol's foot. I don't know if that's my foot or not. And how much did you ask for? I don't think so. So when it comes down to healing and cures and the ignorance, I am so glad that you took out the time. I'm going to ask you again for the workshop. That is a transformational workshop on March the 11th, 9 o'clock a.m., 11 or you said 9, 11, or 12. It depends on what time zone you're in.
11 Central, 12 Eastern. And you don't want to miss this master class because you hit the nail right on the head, Linda, and that is us. The reason as to why people cannot regulate their blood sugar is because they need to go on a diet, lose weight, and exercise. No one who has been through my program has defeated diabetes, had normal blood sugars without medications because they went on a diet, lost weight, and exercised. We have to get down to the root cause, and at the end of the day, there are more root causes than we can count. But if you do the right work and figure out the biochemical and physiological issues that are not making it possible for you to regulate your sugar, you can make a custom plan to recover your health. Once your health is recovered, then you can utilize all the diet, nutrition, and exercise to sustain those results. But you cannot use those things to acquire the results. This is just my belief, and in closing, I think a lot of docs know that, but they'll tell you to go on a diet, lose weight, and exercise because it's a distraction. And then when you're distracted and you're taking all these pills and you're loopy, you can't critically think. And when you're distracted and you can't critically think, you start doing insane things. Now, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with medication and surgery. There's a time and place for everything. But if you're in a position where you want to turn this around and figure out the root cause and have natural, have blood sugars that are normal naturally, and you want to take those steps and that option works for you, then yes, master class is on Saturday. It's 12 p.m. Eastern. Once again, the website is https
/www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Everyone is invited, and it is free to attend.
Well, Dr. Davis, if I may, I always put things out. You know, I do shows 4 days a week. We'll have another show tomorrow, which is Find It Out Friday. Tomorrow will be a different type of show. We find out things and share through the community. We're not political. We don't hang with the political. We don't hang with the religious factor. But when it's some important information that needs to be put out there and we find it out, that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. So I'm going to ask you again. I need to get your permission. I'd like to repeat your Saturday workshop, if I may, on my tomorrow show. I would like to have you come on every day and tell them about it, but I would like to do that. So
that's amazing. And yes, please share. Everyone, we need to spread the word. And if you know anyone who's suffering or yourself, let's pass this URL address so everyone can register and get that information on Saturday. Let's make it a priority. There's lots of distractions in life, that's for sure. But especially when you want to do something positive and you want to open your eyes, that's when more distractions surface. So let's make it a priority to sit down and invest 1 hour of your time, everybody. Invest an hour of your time to get some information that's probably been held from you. And that's going to be the first step that you could take in defeating diabetes.
That is the first. You have to learn how to take care of your body and your understanding. It's just like making a smoothie. And I just use this analogy when I'm talking to people about connections and collaborating and persons doing things that they say they do, but they end up not doing it. I said, look, do not get in that jar to make that smoothie. It's those strawberries are old, and the blueberries are rotten. It's not going to make for a good smoothie. So I'm going to turn this around and say, look, people, we have this information. We need this information. We must acquire this information because this has been going on for a long time, and you know everybody's not truthful out there. And whenever, if you think about this, and I know we've all gone through it, when you go to the doctor and your blood pressure's up or whatever you're going through, they don't change what they're doing. They just up your ingredient, whatever, the intake amount. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to take it up to 5 milligrams, okay? So if 2 milligrams is making you feel like this, what do you think 5 milligrams is going to make you feel like? So, Dr. Davis, I just had to put it out there. We like to care and share. We appreciate you. And I'm going to put this out. Please enjoy your day because Saturday is going to be a wonderful day. I'm telling you guys, if you want to wake up and get your day started and take care of your you, then be on that Zoom at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. It's not going to take up too much of your time. If you're going to the park or if it's raining, you need to listen to it at 9 and go back in at 11 too, because once you hear it once, you want to go back to it again. Great information. Let's change this ignorance out here. And we're the only ones that can do it. And we're going to call you the master teacher, Dr. Davis. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I will put that out there. Dr. Glenda Davis, diabetes, she said it's her mission, her responsibility. She's here to serve you. Listen to those words very closely. And all my listeners, I know you are in tune to what she is saying. So 9 o'clock Saturday morning, go to the website, https. I'll put it out, www.diabetestransformation.com. Go in there, even if you're black, okay, and you got it, okay? If you're borderline on your way there or whatever, it's coming from the food we eat, the stress that we have, and the stuff that goes on in our body. Do not remain ignorant to anything that's going to keep you here. Quit listening and start thinking for yourself. Wake up. Be aware. Be observant. Pay attention. And while you're doing all of that, be kind, starting to yourself first. Dr. Davis, thank you so much, and please enjoy your evening.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure. I appreciate it so much. Everyone have a wonderful evening. I see everybody on Saturday.
Yes, you will. I'm going to get them there. I might be right there, too. I can hear it 4 or 5 times because I'm ready to find out. I don't like being ignorant, okay? I really don't. And I don't think anybody else does, too. So he is our teacher, the professor. Think about it. Start with you first. Be kind and love yourself. And this is a start. Mm-hmm. We love you. Thank you.
Why don't you